Begin the current daf, Masechet Nazir, daf Yates. Begin four lines down from the top of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf. That, as we had mentioned, one machlek is between Rebbe and Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda, and then the Gemara brought another brisa that mentioned three opinions. So as the Rosh summarized, there was a four-way machlek regarding if a Nazir that becomes Tamei, when does he then resume his new Nazirs? And that is when the Nazir becomes Tamei. Vayam or Yishayim Yiplu, whatever he had counted up until now, falls to the wayside, and he has to start over again. When does he start over? So on that, there was the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and the opinion of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, who they held that from the seventh day of his Tahara process is when he begins. Again, as we said, there was a Brisa that was like Rebbe, and the Mishnah increases like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, where that you begin counting from the seventh day your Tahara, even though you only bring your Karbanos on the next day. Then there was the opinion of Rebbe, who held that you only start counting your new Naziris from the eighth day, which is the day when you bring your Karbanos, even though you didn't bring your Karbanos yet. Then there was the opinion of the Chacham, that they held that you could only start counting your new Naziris of Tahara when you bring your Karban Chatas. And then there was the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, well, that even if you brought your Karban Chatas, you still can't start counting until you brought the Karban Ashram. That was the four-way machloikis that we had regarding someone that became a Nazir, that became Tamei, and then he goes through the Tahara process. When could he then start beginning his new count of Nazirs? So the Gemara now continues on this and says, Man Tana, who is the Tana from these four Tanoim, Lahadu Tan Rabbanan, of this Braisa? Now we learned as follows. Isha Shenadjer ben Nazir ben Netzimah, if a woman made a vow of Nazirs, and then she became Tamei, where, and therefore, since she became Tamei, as any Nazir or Nazira that becomes Tamei, she has to count her days of Tahara, which are the 7 days. Then, for the eighth day, you have to bring two Tayrim, two turtle doves, one's a Chatas and one's a Oila, and a Karban Asham. So she already designated these Karbanas to bring because she was Nazira, became Tamei, and now she's going to have to start over, and before she starts over, she's got to bring Karbanas. But then her husband heard about this Naziris. Now a husband has a right, when he hears about her Nadarim, which Nazir is in that category, that he could be made, he could nullify her vow. He heard about it and he nullified the vow. You're no more a Nazir. So the halach of the Braisa says is, she still brings her Chatas bird, carbon, but ve'ena mevia oila saif. But she doesn't bring her other bird carbon, that of the oila. That's the halacha for the woman who her husband nullified her vow. She doesn't have to keep her Nazirs anymore. But the karbonis of the tumah that she had, which she has designated to bring when she concludes by the eighth day of her Tahara process, she has to bring the chata sa'if still, but not the oila sa'if. So the Gemara's question is, which one of our four tanoim of the Tahara process of a Nazir that became tummy is this going like? So Amar Rav Chizah says, Rabbi Shmuel, it's going like Rabbi Shmuel ben Noish Abriach ben Bereka that we mentioned on the last opinion mentioned on the previous daf from that brisa, that he held that the Karban Oila is considered primary of the Naziris, in contradistinction to the Chacham who held that you didn't need the meat of Bayimahu to Maira Oila because they said it's Durim Ba'alma, it's just a gift. He held that no, it is a primary part of the Karbanis of Nazir of that became Tameh. Now therefore, when the husband was made for the Nadarim of his wife, so she doesn't bring the Oila Sa'if anymore because she doesn't have any more halachas of a Nazira. Now, however, the Gemara will ask and therefore conclude, but so then why does she bring the Chata Sa'if? That's because, as we're going to see, like Rabbi Lazar Kapper, that the Chata Sa'if is actually brought for a different reason. But the reason why we're saying it's like Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach Abriach ben Bereka is because it was going like Drabanan, since they explained their opinion that why is Bayemahu only being memayit the asham, not like Rabbi Shmuel, and not an oila, which is more reasonable to say that was the thing that's being excluded, is because he said you can't say it's excluding an oila, because an oila is not an integral part of the tahara process of the nazir that became tummy. It's just considered like a gift, and therefore, according to the chacham, even if the husband would be made for the baila, would be made for the neder of her of his wife, she would still bring, according to them, the oila sa'if, because it's just a derim ba'am, there's nothing wrong to bring it, and since she already designated, she would bring it. So therefore, it must be that this bris that's saying that she doesn't bring the oila sa'if, because she's no more a nazir anymore, hence she doesn't have to bring the karbanas of tumah that she was as a nazira, must be like Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that the oila sa'if is integral. It's part of the halachas of naziris, not just like a gift that comes along when the Nazir that's Tamei brings his Karbanas. And since you're not a Nazir anymore, so you don't bring the Karbanas of Nazir that became Tamei, that's becoming Tar now. But the Gemara asked Micah Sava, what does this Tan of this Braisa, who he's saying is going like a Bishmol, hold? As follows. Ika Sava Bal Miakar Akar, if, which that's the question brought later on in the Gemara, about how do we define the Hafaras Nidarim of a husband? And that is, do we say that he uproots it retroactively, like the Hataras Chacham? There's two ways for a woman to have her neder undone, which is you go to the sage, which is called Hataras Nadarim, which would apply to Naziris too, which that retroactively says that what you had made was an error and it was never a neder in the first place. Now, if you say that Hafaras Nadarim, what the husband does, works along the same principles, so then Chatzasayif Nami Loilaisi, then why does the Braisa say only that he doesn't bring Oilasayif? Then even the Chatas Oif shouldn't be brought, because it's like she never made a Neder of Naziris in the first place. So why would she be bringing the Chatas Oif? And Ika Sava Bal Megiz Yais, and if this Tana holds that the Hafaras Nadarm works differently than Hataras Nadarm, and that is when the husband, he like, it's called Gaius, is to chop, is to cut the Neder from here on, which is not like Hataras of the Chacham, which is an opening of regret, which is retroactively to say that it was an error in the first place. Well, then Oila Sa'if Nami Laisi. Then even the Oila Sa'if should also be brought, which, as the Rush explains, not just the Oila Sa'if, but also the Karban Hashem also. And the reason being is because she became Tamei before he was made for it, meaning you see a longitudinal, there's Neder, Neder. And if you hold Megi's guys, it just stops over there. But whatever happened up until now was within the framework of Naziris. Now, more of, as the Rush explains, the Karbanus of a Nazir that became Tamei is for the sin of becoming Tamei. It's not a necessity for the future ability to resume being a Nazir Tahira. So you're right, there's no more Naziris of Tahara for this woman because the husband chopped it where it is. But that's not what the Karbanas of Nazir Tamei are for. It's for what happened. And for what happened, she was a Nazira. So therefore, why doesn't she bring the Oila Sa'if? Even if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel that it's integral for it, not like the Chachamim, but just like you bring a Chatas Sa'if because it was Megiz Gaius, what was is was, so to the Oila Sa'if should be brought. So that the Gemara answer is La'ilam Kisavar Balmi Akar Akar. But truthfully, this Tana, like we're saying, is like Rabbi Shmuel holds that what the husband is mefer is retroactive, like Hataras Nadarm of a Chacham. Now, so then why is a Chatas Sa'if brought? What do you mean? She was never essentially a Nazir in the first place because he uprooted from the beginning. So in that, the Gemara's answer is not because of her Naziris per se. Rather, in other words, that because of Naziris that she had become Tumeya, but rather it's because of the essential Naziris itself that she separated herself from partaking of wine. Because Rabbi Shmuel, this Rabbi Shmuel that we said the time of this Bryce is going like, Sabla Kerbalaza HaKapar. He holds like a Beleza HaKapa that he says, as brought him Sechet Nedarim, that the Nazir, in general, whoever becomes a Nazir is a sinner. Why is the person considered a sinner? Because he's paining and preventing himself from partaking of wine, which Hashem gave you the wine to enjoy, and you're not. Now, therefore, this woman that became Temeya, you're right, although the husband was made for the Nedar and uprooted it like as if she was never a Nazir in the first place, but once she was already obligated to bring the Chatas HaLeif, because up until that he was Akarit, she was Matama herself, and she already had designated to bring this Chatas HaLeif. So, as the Rush explains, we find in general a certain leniency regarding bringing a Chatas HaLeif, as we find elsewhere that a Chatas HaLeif could be brought even in a situation of doubt, where although generally you don't bring a carbon in doubt, because it could be a violation of bringing a Chulun to the Azara, but Chatas HaLeif you do. And therefore the Rush says the same logic works over here, that this woman will bring the Chatas HaLeif as an atonement, where again, although really she doesn't have to bring any Chatas HaLeif, because although she was Nazir Tameya that has to bring Chatas HaLeif, retroactively it's like she was never Nazir in the first place, but once she already designated and there is some connectivity that she has with bringing a Chatas HaLeif, because as we're going to explain, even without becoming Tameya, a Nazir in the first place should really bring a Chatas because of a sinning and just preventing themselves from partaking of wine. And additionally, as the Gemara says in the Dharm, the Pegimel, that Chatzis Oif could be brought in a situation of doubt. Seiro is also like that quasi state where she already separated the Chatzis Oif. So that's why the Brisa says that although, yes, the Oila Sa'if you're not going to bring, because it's going like Rabbi Shmuel holds that Oilas Oiv is really integral for the Naziris itself. It's not just a gift that you could bring. Hence, and since she's not a Nazira retroactively, she's not going to bring the Oilas Oiv, but the Chatz Oiv you will bring. Because the Tanakh within our Braisa. Rabbi Laza Akapa B'Rebbe Omer, he says, Mat time of Lema, what does the Pasuk mean in the Bamidba that says, V'chipur Olav, Mashachata Ala Nefesh, that this will be an atonement that for the Nazir that sinned on the soul? So the question is, V'chibi Ezen Nefesh Chata, is it regarding what soul did this Nazir sin? So Nehra Blaza Akapa says, Elashat Sira Atzme Menayayin, because it's his own soul. Because he pained himself and prevented himself from taking of wine. And moreover, Kabbal Chaymer, so from this, Rabbi Elazar Kapa learns out a lesson in general. If regarding the Nazir, who only separated himself from partaking of wine, but he's partaking of all other pleasures in the world, Nikr Chayte is called a sinner. Hamitzar Atzmim called Dabar Alachas Kama Vakama, someone that pains himself from all other things, all the more so is called a sinner. And that is, paradoxically, for some people, is that they think that spirituality is about being someone that's separated from the pleasure of this world. That Rabbi Elazar Kapa is saying it's not like that. It's HaKadosh Baruch who wanted to give the ultimate pleasure. So you got to know what's the primary, the highest level of the hierarchy in the levels of pleasure. And that's what the Torah comes to teach. But to say that you're not going to partake from a pleasure is considered a sin. And that's why the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Shmuel holds that you will still bring the Chatzas Ha'if. Again, it's a few different variables that are being compounded here to say why you're bringing it. You're right, a regular Nazir would not bring it. And moreover is that you really shouldn't be bringing it, because although you already had separated the Chatzas Ha'if, but it turns out retroactively that you're not. But again, with the fact that a regular Nazir is a sinner, and there because of just separating themselves from wine, so that's why, since you had already separated the Chatzas Ha'if, and there's a certain leniency in general regarding Chatzas Ha'if, that you could bring it even though it's not really appropriate, like as we find by a situation of doubt, here also, once you already designated the Chatzas Ha'if, and although that you're really not a Nazira retroactively, but still we're going to say that you should bring it because in general, as being a Nazira or a Nazir, you're really a sinner because you separated yourself from wine. Now, that the Gemara asked on this interpretation. But Vahab ben Nazir Tomek said, the context of this pasuk, which says, V'chipur lo mashachot ala nefesh, is really, if one sees the pasuk, it's in Perek, Vav pasuk yid aleph in Bamidbar, it's talking about Nazir Tomek. It's talking about that when he was Tomek, and then you have to bring in the Chatas and the Ayla, and then you have the atonement, and you start over again. Now, but Vanan, but us, according to the interpretation of Blasa Kapper, Afila Nazir Tar Kamrina, we're saying in this interpretation, which is Rabbi Elazar Kapa, that it's even talking about a Nazir that's Tahar. That he's saying the reason why the person sinned is because just from the fact that they made themselves separate from consumption of wine, and that's even by a Nazir Tahara. But how can you say that that's the interpretation of the Pasuk of Vayichat Ala Nefesh if that Pasuk's not talking about a Nazir Tahar? It's talking about a Nazir that specifically became Tameh. So that the Gemara says that's not a contradiction. Ksavar B'Elazar Kapa, B'Elazar Kapa held, Nazir Tahar Namichaitu, as we just explained before, that even a regular Nazir who never became Tamei is considered a sinner, and that's what the Pasuk refers to when it's saying that the person is Chata Ala Nefesh. Now, however, V'hainu Taimu D'Chsiv B'Nazir Tamei, the reason why it refers to the Nazir being a sinner when they become Tamei, and moreover, that's where the Karban Chatas is introduced over there, that's only because Hoyel B'Shana B'Chet. That's because the sin of the Nazir gets extended and gets doubled and prolonged is when they become tummy. The reason being is because, look, the fact that you mitzar yourself from wine, it's bad already. It's considered a sin. But the Torah is not going to call you a sinner or mandate a karmachatas unless, additionally to that, you also became tummy in your naziris. Now, the reason why that's doubly problematic is because now what you did is you extended the time that you're going to be in pain over the wine, because as the halacha says regarding a nazir that became tummy, whatever you counted up until now, gets the yiplo, gets thrown to the side, and you got to count over again. Oh, now you're really doing it. Now you're really a sinner. Now you consider chata l'nefesh. That's why it mentions over there, but really in concept, it applies even to Nazir Tahar, and that is why we said that Rabbi Shmuel, who detanded this brisa, also holds like a Elazar Kapa, that considers a Nazir that's even a Nazir Tahar as a sinner, and therefore, once you already designated your chata sa'if, even after the husband was meifrit meikarai, and again, that's why you don't bring the Eila Saif, you'll still bring the Chata Saif, because again, of these few components that go into this equation, A, the fact that The Chatzisayif in general is more lenient that you can let it slide and bring it, even though it's really you're not supposed to be bringing it necessarily, like by the case of a Safik, and moreover that you're considered a sinner in general as a Nazir, so that's why you're going to bring the Chatzisayif. Now the Gemara continues and resumes discussing our Mishnah that said, we said if you were Tamei Shenazar, you took upon yourself the Naziris while in the Besek forest and you never left, so even if you live for 30 days, you didn't count anything towards your Naziris, and moreover, you're not going to bring a carbon for the fact that you're a Nazir that's Tamei. But Yotzev and Nichnas, the Mishnah then said, but if you went out of the cemetery and went back in, oh, then Oilem and Aminyan. Then, once you went out, so you're no more in the state of Tumah in the cemetery, so then you start counting towards your Nazirs, and therefore once you go back, you got to bring a carbon for being a Nazir that was Metama themselves. Now, not to Gemara ask. Katani, we learned, Oilem and Aminyan, that we start counting towards the Naziris of Tahara for the new Naziris. Now, the question is, Mishum de Yotzev? Because the person went out, Chalala Naziris takes effect? What do you mean? Even though the person didn't get sprayed on day 3 and day 7, which is the halacha, when you become Tamei Meis, being in the cemetery, you have to purify yourself like that. And to repeat on day 7 and then to immerse, that would be enough to say that you start counting towards the counting of the new Naziris of Tahara, and then by going back in, you're a Nazir Tar that became Tamei. But what do you mean? Even when you walked out of the cemetery, you're the same Tamei as you were when you were standing in the cemetery until you actually purify yourself. So how can we say by just walking out and walking back in, you suddenly started counting towards your new Naziris, which does not apply when you're Tamei, and that you then actually even become obligated in the Karban Tumah? So then Shmuel says, no, it doesn't just mean that you went out and walked back in. Kugayin Shiyatza means to say that, for example, that he walked out, and Vehiza, and he got sprayed on day 3. Vishana, and then they repeated on day 7. And Vitovel on day 7, he went and immersed himself in the mikvah, then he's already considered Tahira, in a certain sense, you only become Tahar by sundown, but enough Tahar to start counting in the Zeros of Tahara, and then you walk back in, that is what the Mishnah was saying, that then you started counting in the Zeros of Tahara, and that's why, by walking back in, you'll be liable for a carbon of Tumah. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, what it sounds like from just a simple reading of the Mishnah sounds like, wait a second, since he went out and he went back in, that's why Oilin Loi Min Aminyan. What? So because he went back in, that's why Oilin Loi Min Aminyan? What? Loi Nichnas Ein Oilin Loi Min Aminyan? If he doesn't go back in, then you don't start counting for his new Naziris of Tahara? Well, that doesn't make sense. To the contrary, if you don't go in, then you're still Tahar, then for sure you're counting towards your minion of Naziris of Tahara. What does the Mishnah mean? That if you went out and went back in, and not the Gemara answers no. Loi meboyu kamar. We're saying that we don't even have to tell you that, and that we're telling you even a bigger chiddush, and that is loi meboyu yatsa. We don't have to say that if you only went out, as we explained, what does it mean going out, having the spraying of the paraduma ashes day 3 and day 7, and immersing in the mikvah. That of course now you're tar and you're starting to count your new naziris of tahara, but the chiddush is elafila nichnas. But even if you went back into the cemetery that same day, meaning day 7 of your Tahara, which you would think that would not be counting towards your Naziris of Tahara, because in the morning of that day, you were still Tamei. Now, at the end of the day, you're also going to be Tamei. And therefore, you would think for that small amount of time that you were Tahar, that it would not count. That's the chiddush that Oilam and Aminyan, that even that would be counted towards the counting. Now, in actuality, the Rush learns that even that would be pretty obvious, because since you became Tahar, and of course you're being Oilam and Aminyan, which would then make yourself liable by going back into the cemetery. So, and that the Rush says that obviously it's even the whole opinion of the Chachamim. Yes, it's a loy mebaya. Obviously, just going out, of course, you're tahar after you do the whole tahar process and you start working in the Naziris of Tahara. But even if you went back in then, of course, then it would start to be counting towards, because you already were tahar for a few hours. And then going back in, again, not like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah, you don't need a hayom harishayim, you can just have a few hours. So, of course, then it would be oilam and aminyan to be chayiv in a carbon tumah, but it's really primarily mentioned, the opinion of the Chachamim, for the Bar Plukta of the Chacham, who argues, which is Rabbi Eliezer, that he says, Loi Boi Bayam. No, that same day does not work, because you need to have a day past that to have Hayamim, Harishayim, the plural days. But again, but even in the Chacham's opinion, you're right, it's not necessarily that you went out and went back in. That, of course, if you went out. But we're saying even if you went out and went back in, and on that same day, that you only became tahar because sometime during the seventh day, you got sprayed for the second time and immersed in the mikvah, but at the beginning of the day, you were still tamei, at least in the context of Nazirs. And at the end of the day, you ended up becoming tamei. So you would think that it would not be olam haminyan. In other words, to then be chayiv in the carbon tumah by going back in, that's the chiddush that we're saying that it would be olam haminyan. Now, to conclude this discussion, Amr le Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi l'Rav. Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi said to Rav, "My time alone, mefarshus lon kahalin mili. Why didn't you explain to us in the Mishnah that when it says he went out and went back in, like the way Shmuel said, where obviously just going out would not start counting towards your Naziris of Tahara because you're tummy for the next 7 days? Why didn't you tell us this?" So Amalahin Rav said to them, I said, "Dimalitzrachisa, maybe you don't need this interpretation because obviously it doesn't mean just going out. I thought you understood that it meant going out, having your 7 days of Tahara, and then going back in, and only then is when we said that then you started counting towards the Naziris of Tahara, and that's why you could then be a Nazir Tarsha Tameh, which is that type of a Nazir, is Chayav in a carbon of Tum. Now, the Mishnah said that was the opinion of the Chacham, but Rabbi Eliezer, he argued, and he says, no, Loi Boi Bayoim, you cannot have the Halacha of being Chayav in a carbon Tumah on that same day. You can't have that same day that was considered that you were a Nazir Tar, and then that day go into the cemetery to be chayv a carbon tumah. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, it says ba'yamim harishonim yiplu. The first days that you counted towards your naziris of tahara, they fall by the wayside when you become tummy. So Rabbi Eliezer says achiyu yam harishonim until you have first days. It has to be more. It can't be that same day. There's got to be days that were done already that fall by the wayside. If it's the first day that you became tahar, that you become tummy, then there's no yam harishonim, and therefore he holds that it can't be just Yatzeb and Nichnes. It can't just be that the day you went out, as we said, it doesn't mean the day you went out, but the first day available that since you've been out to be Tahar, which is the seventh day, that Rabbi Leo says it can't be that day because you just started this day. There's no days to fall by the wayside by becoming Tamei, and therefore has to be at least after that. Now, Amar Ula Ula explains the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. He says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, didn't say this in his dispute with the Chachamim, only regarding a person that was tummy, who started counting his Naziris of Tahara, meaning he was someone that was tummy, and he started counting first 7 days of becoming Tahara. Now, on the seventh day of his Tahara, meaning the day when he becomes Tahara, when he starts counting his Naziris of Tahara, that's what Rabbi Eliezer said, that look, that day you just became Tahara, that can't be the day that if you become Tummy, you bring a carbon of Tummy. Because it has to be the Yom Rishayim Yiplu. And there's no Yom Rishayim. This is the first day. There's no previous completed days to fall by the wayside. Aval, but Ula says, B'nazir Tahar Shenitma. But regarding a regular Tahar person that accepted upon himself a Naziris, and he was Tahar, and then he became Tummy, on that, says Ula, Rabbi Eliezer would agree, Afilu Yom Echad Saisa, that even on the first day that he started his counting, that would be considered that valid for the halacha of being chayiv for a carbon of tumah. The reason being is because when it says v'hayamim harishonim yiplu, it says ki tamei nizrei, which as the Gemara will shortly explain, tamei nizrei means to say that he was a nazir tamei. Now, therefore, specifically, it is a tamei shenazar who needs yamim harishonim. But a regular Nazir, that was regular Tahar, and then he becomes Tamei, even if it's on the first day that he started counting, it would make him liable for the halacha of the carbon Tumah. So, now that was the interpretation of Ula. Now, as we continue on Tamid Beis, Amar Rava, so he says, my Tamid Rabbi Eliezer. Now, according to this interpretation of Ula, why would he differentiate between if you were Tamei Shenazar, and then you worked your way to start off your Naziris of Tahara, and the first day you could count your Naziris of Tahara, which is the seventh day of his Tahara process, that's when you could start counting. There, for some reason, Eliezer holds that, no, that needs Yom Rishonim Yiplu. That can't be the first day. But when you're a regular Nazir that's Tahara, your first day could count, and to be Chayiv and Karbon Tumah, what's the difference? So that Rava says that because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, and this is a Perek Vav Pasuk Yud Beis, it says, It's the beginning of that pasuk is the what we've been mentioning before. Va'yomer rishonim yiplu, that the first days fall by the wayside. Ki tamei nizrei, because he has made his nazirus tamei. But the way that Rav is interpreting it from Ulaze is mishum debetuma nazir, is because he had accepted upon himself his nazirus in the state of tuma. Ki tamei nizrei, his nazirus had started in the state of tuma. That's how Rabbi Yezer, according to Ula, is interpreting that pasuk. That's when is the pasuk qualifies, you need Vayom Rishon Yiplu. But if you had accepted your Nazirus in the state of Tahara, then there is no requirement of Vayom Rishon Yiplu. And even on day one, you'd be considered violating and being Mechayiv in halachas of Korban Tumah, even though it's day one. That's Ula's interpretation. Now, on that, Esri Abaya. Abaya asked on Ula's interpretation for the following Braisa. The Braisa says, if someone says, Hareini Nazir Meyem, I want to be a Nazir for 100 days. Now, V'nitma B'tchilas Meyem. Now, he becomes Tomei on day one of these 100 days. So the Braisa says, Yachol Yehei Saiser, you would think that would be considered Saiser in your days of Tahara, and then you would be liable in all the obligations of that. Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches. No, V'hayamim HaRishonim Yiplu. You have to first have previously completed days that should fall by the wayside. Until you have first days. This guy doesn't have first days. It is the first day. And therefore that wouldn't apply for the halacha of being seis through all the previous days and thus require you in the carbon tumah. And let's say you become tumah on the last day of the 100 days. Again, you would think that, look, during your nazir, you became tumah. So it would be seis through all the days you counted up until now. Now the Rush does point out one thing. That's only in context of being Saiser all the 100 days that you had counted up until now, because you're on day 100. But he does say that obviously 30 days would be automatically taken away, would be demolished. And that's because, as we had said in the first parak, it says in the Pasuk, B'yoy Malais Yimei Nizrei, which the Torah says, B'yoy Malais, on the day that you're completing and concluding your Naziris, if you become Tomei on that day, which in this case is day 100, then we give you Yimei Nizrei. Then we give you the halacha of what a generic nazir is, which is 30 days. You have to complete another 30 days of your naziris. But, so Rashi explains, you need to have both these psukim. And the reason being is because if it only said b'yoyim malays, so I would think actually that it's in reference to day 101, which is the day when you bring the karbanis. We would think maybe that's what's called yoyim malays. Because actually, as we find elsewhere, it says malays yimei tahara, that says by yeledis, it actually refers to the day after. But we would think that if you become Tamei on day 100, it actually would be Seiser HaKoyel, it would be Seiser everything. Tamalema, that's what the Braisa teaches. It says, Vayyamim HaRishayim Yiplu, that the first days fall by the wayside. Now what that means to say is, that's only the first days that you had counted. But Mechlal, the inference is, the Ikachreinim, that there's still later days that weren't counted yet. Because why saying first days? It should say all the days. Must be that you only did first day so far, and that falls away. Now, v'zeh in la'achreinim. But this person who becomes tamei on day 100 doesn't have any later days because there's no more days to come. He's already on the last day. So therefore, that's why you need to have that pasuk. And moreover, the Rosh says, if we only had this pasuk of a yom rishayim, we would think that if the person becomes tamei on day 100, then there wouldn't be seisur anything, as we learn that from the pasuk. It definitely can't be seisur everything because you need to have yom rishayim and yom achreinim. That's why we need the other drasha b'yoyim malais, which was brought in the first parak, which says that no, even though it's the last day and there's no more of a yom achreinim, but still it's going to be seiser, as the other pasuk learns, yimei nizrei for amount of period of a regular generic naziris of another add-on of 30 days. So therefore, it can't be on the first day to be seiser akol, neither could it be on the last day. Now the braisa continues, nitma b'yoyim mei chaser achas, if someone becomes tamei on day 99, 100 minus 1, so yochol lo yehei seiser, you might entertain to say that also would not be seiser everything. But that's what the pasuk teaches, that no, by yom harishonim yiplu, it says that the first days will fall by the wayside. Now, machlal de'ik achreinim. The inference is that there has to be later days. V'zeh yesh lo harishonim achreinim, this person who became tamei, even though it's almost at the end on day 99, but he still has yom harishonim, which is the first 98 days that he did. And moreover, there's still yom achreinim, because he still has day 100 to go. So therefore, that person would be considered the regular category of being seiser hakoil, and he would have to start over, and he would have to do taklachas and bring the korbanos of tumah. That's the halacha of the brisa. So that Abaye concludes his question on Ula. This brisa, You cannot say that it's talking about a nazir that had accepted his naziris when he was already in the state of tumah. Why? Midiktani from the fact that the Braisa teaches that the person said, Harini nazir meya vinitma, where all the cases were told by the person says, I'm going to be a nazir, and then it becomes tumah either on day 1 or day 100 or day 99, whatever it is, how we describe the halacha. We obviously were talking about cases where the person started off as tar, not as tummy. He became tummy sometime inside that naziris. And as we see that, the nitma betchilas meya, that he became tummy, whether in the beginning of the 100, the end of the 100, v'ktani, and one thing that we learned in the Braisa was, achayu lo yamim rishayinim, until you have the first days. Now, obviously we see from the Braisa that even a nazir that was tar, that became tummy, even there, Rabbi Yezus says that you need Yamim HaRishayim. Now that's a refutation of Ula, because Ula had said that the whole halacha, which obviously this Bryce is going like Rabbi Yezus, he's the only one that says that you need Yamim HaRishayim. But Chabad said, no, Yamim HaRishayim just means whatever had gone by. It could be even a few hours. This Bryce is obviously going like Rabbi Yezus, saying that no, day one doesn't work. It has to be at least past that day two, whatever it is. So it's going like Rabbi Yezus, and still it's told man in the case when you started off tar and became tummy. Now, that refutes Ula, because Ula had said that the whole halacha of Rabbi Eliezer was only said in the Tamei Shenaza, that you started off Tamei, because that's how he defined the pasuk of Bayam Rishayim Yiplu was only Ki Tamei Nizru, when you took your Nizru in the state of Tumah, but he said that if you start off Tar, even day one would make you Tamei, and here we see clearly that day one would not make you Tamei. So the Gemara says, that's a refutation of the interpretation of Ula. Obviously, Rabbi Eliezer's halacha was said not only by Tamei Shenazer, but even a regular Nazir, if he's starting off as Naziris and on day one he becomes Tamei, Rabbi Eliezer would hold that that would not be the halacha of Seis HaKoel. It would not require him to bring a carbon to Tumah, because you need to have always, even a Nazir Tar Shenitma, to have the Bahayamim HaRishayim, to have at least one day out of the first day to fall by the wayside. Now the Gemara continues in this opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that we're going in from the Mishnah. So, Amli Rapapa La Abaya. Rapapa said to Abaya, and he asked him to qualify this halacha of Rabbi Eliezer, Halin Yomim de Kamrina, these days that we mentioned. It says, by Yomim Harishayim, which Rabbi Eliezer, not like the Chacham, holds these, there has to be days that were completed and that fall by the wayside. If it's day one, there's nothing to fall by the wayside, there's no halacha of carbon tumah. So, on that, Rapapa asked Abaya, what does days mean? The Nafik Chad Umaschilin Trey? That at least one day had passed and you already started day two? A dilma, or maybe the nafkin train, that 2 days had passed, umaschilin tlasa, and that you already started day three. Now, Rabbein Tam explains that Rav Papa's question was as follows. Do we say that just like yam machrainim, like we just learned in the previous braisa, that there has to be, from saying that the first days fall by the wayside, must be that you're somewhere in the middle. It can't be the last day, it can't be the first day, because there's first days and last days. So on that is what Rav Papa's question was. Do we say that just like by Yomim Achrayim, that all we need is that you have for yourself a nazir of 2 days left? So therefore, would you say the same thing is also over here by Yomim Rishayim, that all we need to have is that it was a nazir for 2 days? Because just like we said over there, by day 99, that's enough to make you that you'll be considered a nazir Tamei, meaning for all the requirements that come along with it, even though there's only day 99 and day 100 left. So B'yam Rishayim would say the same thing too, where day 1 had passed and you're already in day 2, so it's day 2 days. Day 2 is the same thing that day 99 is to the end, is what day 2 is in the beginning. Or maybe Rav Papa's question was, maybe it totally has to be like Yom Machrayim, and what does that mean? That there has to be at least a whole day left of your Naziris. Because the last day of the Naziris is a whole day. Because the halacha is, at least l'katchila, is that the karbonis of the Nazir have to be brought after you completed your Naziris. Now, the Rush does say that although, even if you bring your karbonis, b'diavad, it works, if you bring it on day 30, or let's say in this context, day 100, but as long as it wasn't brought, the Naziris doesn't stop. Which means to say, essentially, day 100 is a full day. And therefore, yes, by day 99, the reason why it's going to work is because you have a full day of 100 left. So therefore, the question of Papa is, so too regarding Yom HaRishayim, you need to have one full day to be considered at Yom Rishon, just like by Yom Achrayim. Now the thing is, that would mean that 2 days had passed and you're on day three. Why? Because day one, when you accepted the Naziris, was sometime during the day. You didn't have a full day. Now, so too, if you became Tameh on day two, that means to say you never had a full day two yet either. So it wouldn't be exactly like Yom Achrayim, because although there's 2 days and here there's 2 days, but there was a Yom Shalom of day 100. Here you didn't have a Yom Shalom, and therefore maybe it's only when you start day three, which comes out that you had one full day of day two, only then would you then be Chai of a Karbon Tumah according to Rabbi Eliezer. So which one is it? Is it that it's 1 day had passed and you're on day two is enough for Rabbi Eliezer, or that 2 days had passed and you're on day three? So now the Gemara says, Lehav b'yadeh. Abai did not have an answer to that question. So Asa Shai l'Rabba, he came and asked the question for Rabba. So Amaleon, that Rabba responded, Yiplu ksib. The Pasuk says, V'yemer shenim yiplu, which yiplu sounds like that some type of a ribui included, what does it mean? It falls away. Which means say that even a minor requirement is necessary for it to fall by the wayside, which would be that option of that only 1 day had passed and you're on day two. Now, that the Gemara says, so that answers the question that Rabbi Eliezer only requires to be on day two, not day three. But essentially, the Gemara is now asking, now, if you already know from Yiplu to be on day two, so why do I need Yom Rishonim Yiplu to say, by Yom Rishonim, to say that it has to be days and therefore it can be day one, but I already know from Yiplu it means day two. And so to the other way around, why do I need Yiplu if you have Yom Rishonim? So now the Gemara explains, V'etzach l'mechtav yamim, which we said means you got to have some days done according to B'liazer. V'etzach l'mechtav yiplu, and you also needed to have yiplu, because the truth is, you could have just said, V'kidish resha b'yem ahu, without the words, V'hayom emirishayim. And we would have known from yiplu what that meant, because we just defined in the Gemara that yiplu tells us that it's on day two. So the Gemara says, no. The ikas rachmanu yam l'ksiv yiplu, had we only said yam and not yiplu? So that's like we had the question before, Havamina, we could have thought, Adinafkin train the island Telasa until 2 days had passed and you're on day three, because then Yom Rishon would be exactly like Yom Achrayim. So Kaz Rahman Yiplu, so that's why the Torah says Yiplu, how Rav had answered the question where Yiplu says that no, all you need is something to fall by the wayside, which is not even a full day. Now, but the ikas of Yiplu v'lokisiv Yom, had we only said Yiplu and not Yomim, Havamina filachad, we would have thought to say that Yiplu would mean any nefila, whatever falls by the wayside, even if you're in day one, like the Pinya the Chachamim. So that's what Kazer Rachman Yom, that's why Rabbi Eliezer says, it says in the Torah Yom 2, to say that no, it can't be that day one. It's got to be at least more than at least 1 day falling by the wayside. You can't be on day one. So that's why, together with Yiplu saying that it doesn't have to be day three, pulls it back to day two, and Yom says it can't be day one, it pulls it up to day two. And that's how, from the intermediary between these two drushes, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that it can't be day one, it has to be day two, and only then could you be chayiv for a carbon of tumah. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on this theme about the Kabbalah of Naziris. So the Mishnah says, Misha Naz Naziris Harbor. If someone took upon himself a large Naziris, in other words, a Naziris more than 30 days, now, V'hishlemes Nazirustoi, and then the person concluded his Naziris. V'achakach Balaretz. And then the person came to Eretz Yisrael, because you have to bring your karbanis at the conclusion of your nazir. So even though the person lived in the Chutz La'aretz, he comes to Eretz Yisrael to conclude it by bringing his karbanis. Now, b'shamei say, nazir shleishim yom. We add on to your naziris an additional, you have to now be a nazir for another 30 days. Now, the reason being is because we penalize you that since you were on Chutz La'aretz, which on some level, and we'll explain to the Gemara what level that is, you're considered in the state of tumah outside of Eretz Yisrael, because of the people are don't demarcate where they bury people in Chutz La'aretz, and we always have to be concerned that there's tumah buried in places, so the Chacham will gezer on the status of Chutz La'aretz like tumah. So since you were tumah, now that you come to Eretz Yisrael, and the halach of Naziris is that has to be done in Naziris of Tahara, so we impose upon you, not how much you had taken upon yourself according to Beis Shammai, but at least a generic Naziris of 30 days, that's what we penalize you. Basil actually hold that we penalize you that now that you came to Eretz Yisrael, you have to conclude and complete the entire Naziris that you had done in Chutz La'aretz. You have to do it over again now in Eretz Yisrael. The reason being is because Basil consider you as if you were another in the Beis HaKfaris, just like we said in our Mishnah, in the previous Mishnah, that if you take a Naziris in the Beis HaKfaris, it doesn't count, even if you did your whole Naziris. So here also, you were in a state of tumah, although rabbinic tumah, and it's not the same thing as a cemetery, but they still hold that it's the same thing, and we penalize you, and we say that, okay, you were in a state of tumah, and therefore we're not going to count any of your naziris towards your counting, and you got to do the whole thing over now that you're in Eretz Yisrael. Now the Rosh points out one thing that seemingly that if the Chacham don't allow you to bring your carbon now, which you biblically really are obligated, it's just a penalty that they impose, wouldn't that be a violation of Bal Ta'achar? Because you really finish your Naziris and you have the obligation to bring your Karbonis and Naziris? And that the Rosh says that that's not a problem because what's, as mentioned many times in the Gemara, that there's a Koyach, there's a power of the Chachamim to be Iker, Davim and Atari, what's called with Shev Al Tasa. They could uproot a biblical halacha in a passive way, which is don't do. You can't actively do it. So the fact that you're not bringing a carbon, although that's violating Bal Ta'achar, the Chacham have it with their authority to do that. So again, that's a Machlekes Beis Shammai Hillel about, although they're both agreeing that we penalize you, the question is how much. Beis Shammai say only in the zeros of 30 days. Beis Hillel say, no, your whole nazirus you got to do over. Now, the Gemara, the Mishnah concludes, Maisa Hilni Amalka, there was actually an incident with Hilni, the queen. Shehalach ben Olam Muhammad, her son went to fight in the war. This was a Jewish queen. V'amar, and she said, that if my son comes back safely from the war, I'm going to be a Nazira for 7 years. And her son survived and came back from the war. So she was a Nazira for 7 years. After 7 years, she went up to Eretz Yisrael. And Basil, according to their opinion, the Shittasim said, whatever you counted outside Eretz Yisrael, we penalize you because rabbinically we consider you as almost in the basic kavaris in the state of tumah. She had to do over her 7 years, so now she's already going on 14 years. Ubisayif sheva shanim nitmas. At the end of that second 7 years, she became tamei, so she had to do over the whole thing again. Venimtzis nazira esrim achashana. She ended up being a nazira for 21 years. Now Amr Yehuda, he says no. Lohayis nazira el arba esrei shana. Yehuda disagrees. He says she was only a nazira for 14 years, as the Gemara will explain what is it that Rabbi Yehuda holds. Now the Gemara says, Tani Reisha, we learned in the Reisha the Mishnah, which again the Rosh says, Shitas Nazir Mishunah, the terminology of Masechtas Nazir is different how it's normally used in the Talmud, because the Gemara didn't have to say Tani Reisha. Every time a Gemara starts explaining a Mishnah, it goes back to the beginning of the Mishnah. But that's how the Gemara mentions it here, Masechtas Nazir. But we learned in the beginning of the Mishnah, regarding that first halacha, Beis Shammai say that if you have a Nazir that concluded their Naziris, however much it was, even the Naziris Harbe, and you come to Eretz Yisrael to bring your Karbanas, we penalize you, and you have to be a Nazir Shleishim Yom. You have to be a Nazir now for another 30 days. Beis Hillel said, no, you have to start over your whole Naziris again. Now the Gemara says, let's say that the Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is contingent on the following factor. The Beis Shammai Savri, the Beis Shammai hold Eretz Ha'amim, the lands outside of Eretz Yisrael, Mishum Gusha Gazrula. What was the Chacham Gezer regarding the Tumah of Eretz Ha'am? It was regarding the actual land, the mass of the Eretz Ha'amim, and not the ear space, which thus makes it a very light type of Tumah. And therefore, since it's not such a severe Tumah, it's only if you touch the ground, so that's why it was sufficient for that light type of rabbinic tumah to, okay, so we're going to make you have another 30 day of Naziris when you come to Eretz Yisrael. Whereas, as we continue on top of Chaf, Amar Aleph, we still hold Mishum Avira Gazru Allah, that no, actually, there was a pretty severe tumah that the Chachamim gave to the lands outside of Eretz Yisrael, that even the ear space transmits tumah to a person. And that's why Bissil hold that, okay, that's a pretty severe tumah, and therefore we view you almost seriously as if you're in the basic forest. We're just like basic forest. Whatever you counted was nothing. So too, same thing here. By being outside of Eretz Yisrael, we consider you at least rabbinically as if you were in the cemetery in a pretty severe tumah, and that's why you have to go out and count over the whole thing when you come to Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Gemara wants to say. And the Gemara says, like, no. The Kulam, truthfully, you could say that everyone holds that it's only Mishum Gush or Gazulam. Even Beis Hillel agree that it's only the land of outside of Eretz Yisrael, of Chutz La'aretz, that were included in the Gezeira of the Chachamim to be considered Tameh, not the ear space. O Beis Shammai Savri, Bistam Naziris Kininsna. Therefore, Beis Shammai makes sense, since it's not such a severe Tumah. That's why we only penalized you a generic nazirus of 30 days. Whereas a Bisil, so Bisil held that no, kikinis no betchila nazirus. Bisil held, you're right, although it's not such a severe tumma, it's only the mass of the land that was included in this gezer of the Chacham. But still they held, still the penalty was pretty strong and severe, which mandated the person to do over the whole entire nazirus. That's one version of our text of the Gemara. Now actually the Rush brings a different girsa of our Gemara. That the Gemara had entertained to say the Machlekes Beisham Yisrael was actually the other way around. That Beishami held that the Tum of Eretz Ha'amim was because of even of the ear space they were geyser. Now what that means to say is that even if you go into the lands of Chutz La'aretz in a box, you are going to become tummy. Because although you're not going to have the tum of the land coming up, like in the cemetery, if you cover yourself in a box, you're not going to become tummy. In the lands of Eretz Ha'amim, they were so stringent to say that even by going into the ear space, meaning even if you totally have a floor underneath you, you're in the box, you're still going to become tummy, which is not like the halachas of Tumas Meis. Now, therefore, that's why Beishamai hold that it's enough for 30 days because you're not going to come to confuse it with Allah of Tumas Meis. In other words, when you're in the cemetery, when you're in the Tumas Meis, then yes, everyone agrees, as our previous Mishnah had said, that doesn't get counted for your Naziris. Now, but Beishamai says, we don't have to penalize you more than 30 days because although by a cemetery, whatever you had counted, all of it wasn't counted, but we know that there's a difference between this Allah of Eretz Ha'amim and Beis HaKfaras, because Beis HaKfaras, it's only the gush that's mitame. But the airspace, if you're in a box, you're not going to become tame. But Eretz Ha'amim, even in the box, you're going to become tame, which is just by being in the airspace. So we know that they're different, and therefore, by just making it 30 days, we're not going to come to confuse it with the Beis HaKfaras. But Beis Hill hold that Mishum Gush Gazru, that the only thing that they were mitame in Eretz Ha'amim was the land, which is exactly like the halacha of a Beis HaKfaras, which is when you go over the land, that is, for example, if let's say you go in a box or a migdal or a carriage, you're going to be tar. So that means to say that its tum is the same thing as someone that's mal on a mace, which is if there's nothing blocking you, you become tummy, but if there's something blocking you, you're going to be tar. So that's essentially the same thing as someone that took a neder of Naziris in the Beis HaKfaras. So now, according to Beis Hill, they're the same halachas. So you will come to confuse them. And that's why Bissell holds that you have to make the whole thing do over, because if you don't, you're going to come to confusion and say, so what's the difference? They both have the same halachic statuses. So that's why, actually, the other way around, since Bissell holds it's only on the gush, which is exactly like a basic faras, so that's why you have to do over the whole thing like the halacha is by a basic faras. And that's what the Gemara answered, that no, according to everybody, it's Mishum Aviru Gazer, not like our Gersa, that everyone holds it's even the ear space that transmits Tumah. And therefore, according to Beishami, it makes sense why it's going to be enough with 30 days, because it's different than the Beis HaKfaras, different than Tumas HaMeis, which only transmits Tumah from the Gush, which means that either you're on it or you're at least hovering over it with nothing interposing between the two of you, but being in a box, you would not get the Tumah. But on that basis, it holds that even so, they penalized that you have to do over the whole Nazirus. Again, similar to our Girsa, where although it makes more sense according to Beis Shammai, still Beis Hillel held that, no, you're going to have to do over the whole Nazirus. Now, the Rush does point out that later on, the Perek Kohen Gimel, Kohen Gadol, will prove that you have to say like the Girsa, like the Rush says, not like our Girsa in our Gemara, because the Gemara later on there says that these words, Imish Maviro Lomali Hazah, if it's because of the ear space, why do you need Hazah? In other words, what you see from that Gemara is that if regarding ear space, there's obviously no halacha of Tumas Meis, and you wouldn't need Hazah. So therefore, that's why he says it makes more sense, like the way he says the Girsa is, that if it's going to be as because of Gusha, that is why it would make sense like Beis Hill, because now they're the same thing. Whereas Beis Shammai held it was because Avira was where by Avira, there is no Tumas of Meis. That's what he proves from over there. And if there's no Tumas of Meis, now they're different. And that's why you're going to say that, whereas although by Tumas HaMeis it's only Gusha, and by the halacha of Eretz Ha'amim it's even Avira, that's why it would be enough for 30 days because you're not going to confuse them. And Bissil held that they're the same, and that's what the Gemara concludes and says, no, that everyone holds that it's because of Avira, and therefore they are different. So that's why Beishamai hold you only need 30 days. But according to Bissil, that no, they extended, they made the penalty that much stronger, even though they are different, to do over your whole thing, as if it were like the halacha of Beis HaKvaris, where whatever you did in your state of Tumah wasn't counted toward your minion of Nazirs.